Hi, my name is Brenda and I'm from Wellness Matters. I'm a homeopathic practitioner for animals and their people. I'm also a Reiki master, an animal Reiki practitioner, and I'm certified in small animal nutrition. The primary focus of my practice is with animals. However, once people see how well homeopathy works for their animals, because you see there's no placebo effect, they often ask if I can help them or their family members. And of course, I'm always happy to do so. I treat around the world remotely using Zoom, FaceTime, or phone. I've been using homeopathy since 2000 and went to school to become a homeopathic practitioner in 2014. I'm happy to share my knowledge and experience of homeopathy with you today. In today's podcast, I want to talk to you about how homeopathy is different from allopathic medicine, herbs, and essential oils. Homeopathy differs greatly from allopathic or pharmaceutical medication because of how it is prepared. It does not produce side effects, it's safe, it's non-addictive, and can be given to humans and animals through all life stages, including pregnancy and lactation. The practice of homeopathy treats the whole person or animal, the totality of the being, their mental, emotional, and physical planes, not just simply the disease itself. Allopathic medicine treats the disease while matching the symptoms to a particular drug, whereas homeopathy matches the symptoms of the person or the animal to the remedy. Therefore, homeopathy may require different remedies for different people or animals who are suffering from the same disease. Homeopathy is a holistic approach to healing as it treats the whole being. Homeopathy recognizes that each being is an individual. A quote from the book, The Homeopathy Workshop by Trevor Cook states, "The causative factors of an illness are of prime importance in the homeopathic system since they enable practitioners to optimize the individualistic approach to treatment. Thus, homeopathy seeks to treat the whole person and not simply the disease symptoms," end quote. Many illnesses are a result of the patient's lifestyle, their excess of unhealthy food, tobacco, alcohol, job, family life, and medical history. In the case of an animal, I always look at their diet, where they've been kept, any past trauma, etc. Mental behaviors such as fear, tension, anger, and anxiety can also be contributing factors of lowering the patient's immunity against disease. Allopathic's objective is to suppress the symptoms of the disease so that the patient can continue their lifestyle, which was probably the cause of the disease in the first place. Like herbal medicines or essential oils, some homeopathic remedies are made from plants. In fact, about 70% of homeopathic remedies are derived from plants. The whole plant can be used, or just the leaves, stems, roots, bark, bulbs, or corms. It all depends upon the remedy as to which part of the plant is used. The major difference between homeopathy, herbal, and essential oils is the way it's prepared. So let me walk you through the preparation of a homeopathic remedy made from plants. First, the homeopathic pharmacy uses the clean flower, root, bark, bulb, corm, or whole plant. Again, it depends on the remedy. They select the correct species grown under optimal conditions and collected at the optimal time. They then prepare the mother tincture. So there's several ways in doing this. There's several steps in doing this. So step one is called maceration. So maceration of the plant is achieved by grinding or mincing the material into a mulch. The mulch is squeezed so that the juice drips out into a clean container. Step two is called extraction. The macerated material or mulch is then extracted into a solution of ethyl alcohol along with distilled water. Step three is the aging process. The mulch, which is now consisting of undissolved macerated material and alcohol and water solvent, sits in a well-stoppered amber glass container in a cool, dark place for a specific amount of time. It all depends on the remedy. Step four is called filtration. And this is the final step, is to filtrate the solid material from the liquid using a filter cloth. The clear liquid is called the mother tincture. The same method could be used for certain herbal preparations, but the next step is what sets homeopathy apart. So the mother tincture is then diluted in succussed to achieve the correct potency. Homeopathic remedies' strengths are grouped into potencies instead of milligrams. You might be used to dealing with milligrams, especially if you use pharmaceuticals or allopathic medications. It is through this dilution in succession rather than each sequential dilution alone that the energy of the remedy becomes active and effective. Homeopathy is a method of healing that works with the energy of a substance. So succession involves the vigorous shaking of the diluted substance followed by an impact onto a hard surface. Hahnemann used a leather-bound book as his surface. Hahnemann stressed great importance on successing, as noted in the first edition of The Organon of Medicine, in which he states the diluted substance should be successed with 10 impacts. By his sixth and final edition of The Organon of Medicine, Hahnemann states that there should be 100 impacts or successions, which is what is applied today. Not only does succession make certain that the dilution is mixed thoroughly, it also energizes the potency. Succession adds kinetic energy to the solution. Hahnemann was committed to progressively diluting the mother tinctures, which would reduce the quantity of all poisonous side effects, but also enhance the therapeutic activity, or make it stronger or more potent, hence potencies. Potency equals power. Okay, there are two series of dilutions. The decimal series, based on a serial dilution of 1 in 10, and centesimal series, that's based on a serial dilution of 1 in 100. The decimal series is denoted as an X and centesimal as a C. So if you've heard of homeopathy, you most likely have seen a potency in C. For example, take arnica in a 30C. So this means that there is one part of the mother tincture, or 1 ml, in 99 parts, or 99 ml of alcohol and water, and then that mixture is successed, giving it the potency of 1C. So to make a 2C, you just take one part, or 1 ml of the 1C, add that to a fresh container, and then add 99 ml of alcohol and water, and then success that. So this procedure is progressively continued to produce higher potencies. It goes 3C, 4C, 5C, 6C, up to 200C. The most common one, as I mentioned, would be a 30C. Okay, then there are millesimal dilutions. So there'd be like a 1M. 10M, 50M, but we're not going to get into that today. I bet that your brain is spinning enough as it is. Homeopathy is a very complex form of natural medicine. And as you can see, although it's natural, it does differ from herbs and essential oils by the way it's prepared. So to recap, Hahnemann's theory of curative energy is that through dilution and succession, rather than each sequential dilution alone, that the energy of the remedy becomes active and effective. Homeopathy is a method of healing that works with the energy of a diluted and successed substance called a remedy. This energy is able to stimulate or encourage the body's natural curative response. It wakes up that immune system. Homeopathic practitioners are able to choose the correct remedy based on the patient's mental, emotional, and physical symptoms. No two cases are exactly the same. I want to thank you for joining me today. I hope you learned something about how homeopathy differs from other forms of natural and pharmaceutical medicines. Please visit me at wellnessmattersonline.com or my Facebook page, Wellness Matters. I can also be reached via email at info@wellnessmattersonline.com should you have any questions or comments about today's podcast. I look forward to talking to you more about homeopathy and how it can naturally and effectively bring your horse and you back into balance.